Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. Might be the very thing you've been longing for, or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you, or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful, poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Welcome! Welcome to Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod. Tonight we are in the Saucer Pod, hovering in the air over the Big Island, over near Pahoa, or 10 miles before Kalapana, which is no more. I am sorry, my friends, that there has been no radio show for some number of weeks. And once again, there probably wouldn't have been one this week, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway, totally impromptu. No notes, so I usually have at least the beginning and the ending scripted so that I don't forget my sequencing and such. But this time, in order to get this show done or broadcast done, I have eschewed the necessity of writing out a show in that regard, because I probably wouldn't have gotten to it. The truth of the matter is, it has been difficult for me to go into my usual routines, because I am not in my usual routine place. I'm in an entirely new environment, and ergo, it is an entirely new dynamic for me. I'm spending so much time trying to integrate here that I have been incapable of doing a lot of the things that I usually do. The environment here is overwhelming. Of course, there's a great deal of beauty, but the temperature, the climate, the whole vibration, the saborosa, what is going on underneath the surface, is very powerful and takes some doing to integrate with that. I just spent the last 15 years most of the time in a single room when I wasn't in Italy, and there I was once again, often in a single room. So now it's a whole nother thing. How are you all doing out there? I hope you're doing well. As you know, we've been going through very, very trying times, at least insofar as the world goes, and circumstances seem to want to, in their slow and ponderous way, move closer and closer and closer to crisis point. Whether that be the Ukraine, or that constant hotbed of confusion, chaos, and bloodshed, the Middle East. There's a lot going on. A great deal more going on than I know about. And that means that I can't analyze it all that well, because I only know what I see. And I haven't spent that much time seeing very much either. I hit the news now and then. Most of it's the same old, and, well, what can I tell you? One thing I'm truly glad about being here for is one gets a real sense for the presence of God. That being because the elementals are very much alive here. This is one of the youngest places on Earth, and so it is fitting that the elementals should be much more alive, much more active, and they certainly are. This is a very strange place. There are so many unusual people here from so many different places. There are so many roads that run for miles and miles, so with jungle on all sides and driveways disappearing up into what I don't know, because you can't see beyond. The driveways continue past the sight line or make a turn and sweep around, and you can't see around corners. So many lives, such a vast space, and really such a tiny little dot on this globe, which is itself quite tiny by comparison with so many other bodies. If you can think along those lines, it gives you a sense of proportion. Then you think of how small you personally are in respect of the tininess that you're in, which is, you know, incredibly large, once again, by comparison. I sit in here at night a lot, listening to Koki, 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 you know, which is, I'm not actually doing it very well, but one is the sound of a small frog that's considered quite a pest, and the rest is the geckos and lizards and make their strange little barking noises and squeaking noises inside my living space and outside my living space. I had never heard a koki frog before. I had been told that they were a nuisance and the hotels hire people to go out with flashlights at night and gather them up. I don't know what they do with them afterwards. I doubt they head to the kitchen with them, but anyway. You know, I find it to be a very, very pleasant noise, very soothing, very enjoyable. I don't know what anybody is, like, upset about. I think it's highly enjoyable and very refreshing and, I don't know, full of a lot of ambiance and, well, like that. Sometimes I wonder what I'm doing here, but I am here, so I probably shouldn't spend a whole lot of time wondering. I'm grateful to be here. It's really, really nice. And I have a lovely living location, two dome-like structures that are almost like yurts, but they're made of wood and glass and such. And one is a kitchen area, and one is a, I guess you would say it would be my office and lounging area, and it also has my sleeping quarters in it. And it's very kind of a 60s environment, which I'm, you know, highly approving of, and it's really good on my head. It was difficult getting it together here the first month or so. It was overpowering. That's the best way to put it. And, now it's quite nice. I thought my car would be a real problem. It had been a problem. Now it's running really fine. And it seems like one blessing is following the next. That's a good thing. I'll talk a little now about the conversations I've been having with the Ineffable since I got here. One thing I hear over and over: you don't have to worry about anything anymore. You don't have to do anything anymore. You don't have to go anywhere anymore. Just be where you are. Be as you are. Whatever you do, do it. Have no concerns, no fears, no apprehensions. Everything is taken care of. And my goodness, it certainly appears that that is the case. You know, I'd have to admit I had a certain amount of apprehension before I got here. I had difficulties in other places and locations, things that just came upon me that I really didn't have much to do with making them happen. They just happened, and they were not of the most pleasant sort of experiences. But now I'm starting to feel just more and more relaxed. And I'm being told that there's nothing to worry about. Everything begins and ends in the mind. And whatever it is we're telling ourselves, this is what we talk ourselves into. This is what we set up as conditions and circumstances and events that come to pass. And we just have to let all of that go. We have to no longer spend our time trying to figure everything out, trying to figure out what the best course is, wondering what we're going to do about this or what we're going to do about that. These aren't things we really need to think about, because those things will take care of themselves at the time when they come up. I drove down today to Kanani, I guess it's the name of the area, and I kept going. And further on is a place called Uncle Robert's, which is part of the Hawaiian Sovereignty Movement. But before that, there's a great big park. And there's a castle, looks kind of like a Norman fortress. It's not as big as a castle, but it's a fairly large dwelling space. And a guy named Castle John lives there. And he just got the place back from his wife, apparently. He had a rather brutal divorce. And he's got a, I don't know, it's the oddest scene. It's done up like a Norman keep. And it was just full of young hippies. And I went up to the top floor, and there was a big table, and there was about 20 people sitting around it, and they were all rolling joints, and I guess that's what they do. And other people were in the kitchen fixing food, and I thought, my God, I'm back in the 60s, which was a place I really did very much like being. And we sat there for a while and looked out over at the ocean, and I thought, how blessed it is, you know, to just be somewhere where there's this feeling in the air, this timelessness, this expansiveness, and yet there's also this ancient rhythm going on. It's old, very old, and it's got some kind of a history in it. I don't know much about that history. Oh, 911. Speaking of history. But anyway, I've been having these long and extended conversations with the ineffable since I got here. And they just go on and on and on and on. And I'll start to read a book and they'll say, oh, go right ahead, read the book. If I want to talk to you, I'll talk to you. And so, indeed, that happens. And this is why I didn't do a radio show until now, because I frankly don't know what to say. There's so much going on internally, and it needs to sort of gel and develop and become its own thing. And before you can start coming out of it with some kind of a cohesive strategy of words and thoughts, you have to be, like I said, kind of centered and gelled. And I'm not yet. I'm in my own world somewhere. I go to sleep. I have these powerful, powerful dreams. Dreams unlike dreams I've ever had before. I don't know what to say to you, really, except that, you know, seek the light within. And that's what keeps occurring to me. Seek the light within. Never has there been a time when that is so critical. Find your truth and live it. I am here, and then I go into town, and there I am, right on this material scuffle, scrimmaging of appetites, and there's people pushing and shoving and spending huge amounts of money for things. Everything costs three times as much here as it does anywhere else, but I seem to have found a way around that. I find places where I can go to get things for less, and I don't want much, so it doesn't seem like it's going to be something I'm not going to be able to handle. It's really a different and interesting place. And allow me to extend an invitation to those of you who may have an interest in visiting. I have an extra bunk here, so there is room, and I'll certainly put a mattress up there before anyone arrives. But if you've been thinking of visiting me and dropping in, well, welcome. And I know that you will find this to be a really delightful and interesting place to be. There's a lot of very, very cool people here. There's also, it's one of the airhead capitals of the world. And it's one of the new age capitals of the world. And it's also what I would call one of the sexual intrigue locations of the world, too. Because anywhere you have the jungle and you've got people like us going, and if they're young and hot-blooded and the rest of it, this is one of the places where people tend to, like, shake off their inhibitions. And what do you know? I have come to the end of a broadcast. Wonderful. And I will see you... Sorry about all this disjointed stuff, my friends. I will see you next week, if there is one. That said, Om Amitabha. Hare Krishna. Greetings, Lord Jesus Christ. Greetings, my dear friend, Lord Ganesh. Much love, Lady Nature. La ilaha il alaku. Carry on, Baha'u'lla. Aloha and... Bye-bye.
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't be behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him, he can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. No one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing live and truth, he's bringing freedom. Wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.